Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good morning, hey. Morning, everybody.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live.
Welcome. I'm Eric Zuli with James Zuli, my dad. And, Dad, let me tell you, we got a lot of people in the chat room right now saying, hey.
Oh, cool.
I want to say hello to Shanae and Jeffrey and Deborah and let me see, who else is in here? Because we got different chat rooms. I'm trying to follow everything. R.M. Ramesh and Cynthia and just so many people. Thank you, everybody out there that's listening. We got a great, awesome, spectacular, stupendous digital and boomer show.
On and on. So exciting. And, Eric, I wish you could have made it last night. It was Dr. Jelini invited us over to the Influencers Award, and it was Amp Hilton. It was first class with the big two big giant screens, and I had a brief chance to chat with Mike Green. He's with the awards. I don't know everything about everybody, but
let me tell everybody a little bit about Mike. That's pretty big. Now, when you say you were able to chat with him, what do you mean? Like, how did you? Because normally paparazzi people around him.
Everybody wanted to gather around him and everything, and then I was out in the hall. Nobody was there, and he was walking along, and you know, he came up and I said, "Hey, you seem like a popular guy," and we just chatted a little bit, and I told him, you know, a little bit about what I mentioned to you about what you're all about, and you know, the Faithballs and Ethics Net, and he said, "Oh, he liked that." But anyway,
let me tell everybody that's who Michael Green is, and yeah, you should take a breath after you're done with a sentence. That's what I learned. So Michael Green is basically the guy that flipped the Grammys, guys. He's the president. He's known as the president of the Grammys. He's the guy that runs the Grammys, the actual Grammys. And someone like him and have a chance to talk to him for more than like 5 seconds is a blessing. And all I got to ask, Dad, is were you able to get his information, slide him our information? Does he know about Easy Way now? What's going on?
Well, what I did was I said what I shared with you. I said what I like, Mike, is with all the stuff going on, you mentioned it's all this glim and glatter with the numbers and all that, but he said it's about the real people. And I said that's what I caught, what I liked, what you said. I said, because it's similar what I had taught my son. You have to have hard work, determination, and drive. But without faith, morals, and ethics, it's a waste of time. And he said, your son is lucky to have a father like you. And so on a little piece of paper, I put my number and I handed it to him. And he had to take off. They're going on a flight or somewhere.
Oh, well, that's all I needed to hear. Is you put your number and you handed it to him. He took it and he put it in his pocket. So we'll wait for phone call now and see what happens. Because here's what happens. If we build a relationship like that,
clears,
people like that, then there's doorways and things we can open up for our members, our awesome, amazing, Easy Way family.
So anyway, Eric, the other one was I had a chance to chat with some of the these top influencer people who I don't know, but a lot of people know them because they got followings in the millions. And there were several of them there, and so, you know, that was interesting, too, to see the new age and with all their TikTok stuff and everything. But
well, that is amazing. That was amazing, Dad. And we want to say thank you to Dr. Olympia Gelini, the founder of the Family Film Awards, and with the Olympia Award for that amazing invite at the Sheraton Hotel. So, guys, stay tuned to see what happens next for Easy Way. And we have our new Easy Way blog, by the way, too. If you go to EasyWayFamily.com, we made a really simple for you guys, EasyWayFamily.com, and you click menu. The blog section is where we're putting all this news and all the reviews and all the
I wanted to share that he did a very special, he told me it's a very special interview with me that, well, it wasn't an interview. I filmed him making this little statement about one of his really personal interviews with Dick Clark. And he said he's never shared that with anybody.
Well, he chose me as the next youngest Dick Clark, the digital Dick Clark, to grab the torch and live it on, and I'm looking forward to putting that on the blog for everybody to watch that amazing story. And Dr. Gelini, guys, is the founder of the Family Film Awards. He was partners with Dick Clark in the 1990s or something like that with the Family Film Awards.
And you know what?
You know, people like Bob Hope and Tim Allen and Sandra Bullock and all the biggest greats in Hollywood.
And you know what's funny, Eric, is you know how the Facebook gives you those little pre-made videos? You know, they edit them. Well, it just so happens this morning, what you were just talking about came up when you and I were on stage receiving that award at the Family Film Awards. Isn't that funny? I didn't
know that. That is funny. But guys, this show is on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, obviously Blog Talk Radio. EasyWayPodcast.com is where you want to go. Look us up on Amazon and Apple Podcasts. Just Google Easy Way Radio. We are there. And we're going to go to commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have our first amazing guest. He's also in the industry, a big promotional. He owns a big promotional company, and he's actually an actor. He's actually an actor in a new series, a new movie happening on Tubi. So we'll be right back with our special guest.
We'll do a hot topic.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new Easy Way store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 Easy Way Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting Easy Way, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678, or visit EasyWayNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, NASA planning to send Artemis 2 around the moon, and they're astronauts, so that'll be interesting to watch. OPEC. OECD says global outlook slightly better for 2023. That's a good thing because the U.S. Federal Reserve it took aggressive action last year. So, you know, don't panic about all this stuff going on. I think we're in good shape. Don't forget your New Year's resolutions. It's going on month 4. Stats show about half are still on track with that. Southern and Midwest states hit with dozens of tornadoes. It actually flattened some areas. They have and the problem is there's another severe weather threat coming on the way. So they have search and rescues going on now. But they say the weather's really been bad along all these states. Wayne Newton's 81 today. Eddie Murphy's 62. And the list goes on. Wow, I can't believe these. I remember Wayne Newton when he was a young guy. So we got oil futures soared as much as 8% in New York on Monday, and oil production cuts may fuel inflation. But remember, inflation is good in a way, okay? It'll eventually bring down the rates, and it attracts investors from around the world. Mortgage rates, 30-year, a little over 7%. 15 is 6, a little over 6. And in 1977, when I bought, like I said, it was 9%. Rates are expected to rise a bit more in 23, but it will hedge the inflation. And what do we got? What are the top? All right, people go out. What do they do? Well, the top things are still ball games, whatever the ball games you like are, baseball, football. And yes, the one of the top places people visit around the world is still Graceland. That's where Elvis Presley's home was. They still come see where the king of rock and roll. And just getting into touring for beach trips, you know, getting back to that, beach trips are very popular. And I say this for a reason, because we're trying to get people to take a break, take some time off, go do some things, okay, and then give us a report on what you did, because too much of us are working around the clock. And U.S. banks, are they safe? People worry a little bit. Yes, they're safe. Okay, you got your money in the bank. It's insured with the FDIC up to $250,000. If more than that, just break your accounts up a little bit. Oh, okay, so Eric, with that, I'll just move along. That if you want to have something invested, U.S. Treasury securities, money market accounts, futures, mutual funds are some of your safest. Right. 40, yeah. And so just to give everybody a little tip.
We need to change this segment to news reviews with Jim Zulli, because this is news, not hot topics. But hot topics would be the Grammy thing. But yeah, it's great news.
Yeah,
it's good information. And we actually had a comment from the fans that this is news, not hot topics. So it's interesting, though. We're going to have to flip that for you guys. Sorry about that.
I share that, Eric, because when people are giving me these things, they're typing, they're worried about this and worried about that. So I try to break it up a little bit, you know.
It's a great show.
Your money is okay.
The point of this show is to be interactive and give us our chance once a week to interact with our EasyWay family and be able to give you guys what's going on the EasyWay, as well as the things that we know that you guys might be interested in. In other news, I want everybody to make sure that they, for one, are going to EasyWayFamily.com and having an account, because what we're designing and what we're building is, I mean, we actually had one of our clients tell us that they got a $300,000 contract, commission contract, as a real estate agent because of the people that they met through EasyWay events that they've connected with. We've had clients tell us that they have been able to better their offerings. They've been able to benefit their clients more just by being associated with EasyWay. We've had people actually come to us and say, hey, can we license what EasyWay does? Because when I told people I was a member and what you guys did, I was able to close the deal. I was able to make money. So that's my news for today. And
there you go.
So the guest that we have coming up, man, we've known this guy for a real long time. And his name is Bruce Hablisel. And he's known as an industry promoter. And he's promoted many concerts and many events and many people.
Oh,
he's managed,
absolutely.
Many people. But he's transitioning into an actor. And
he's actor,
producer,
director. And Bruce has been around, Eric, as you know. He's been in the front and the behind scenes in Hollywood for over 20 years. He knows the ins and the outs, probably has hundreds of stories he could share with us. And but let's bring him on, because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that people love. So, Bruce, are you on with us? Bruce Hablisel.
Well, we have like 40 callers in queue, so the engineer might take them.
There he is.
Okay.
I think I hear him.
Hey, Bruce,
we got you.
Welcome.
Good morning.
There he is. Hey, Bruce, how's it going?
Coming to us all the way from Los Angeles Hospital.
Yeah, how you feeling, Bruce?
I'm doing amazing by God's grace.
All right,
just pushing through, man. You know, hospital room right now.
I just gave him some of the briefs, Bruce, actor, producer, director, and like I said, you've been in the Hollywood scenes for what, 20, 30 years, and
no,
I said,
I grew up in it. I mean, even longer than that.
Oh, see, okay.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I tap danced, and my uncle brought in, well, my great uncle brought in all the Italian handmade suits and Habana cigars for all the old Hollywood stars. I don't know if I've ever told you that, but when I was
about
6 years old, I got to dance in front of the Rat Pack. You know, and so in my parents and grandparents, more my grandparents, you know, they knew people like the Hopes and the Crosbys, Bob Hope and his wife, and man, they would, you know, years ago, they would play cards on the weekends. They'd all get together on the weekends and they'd play cards, just penny ante poker sometimes, and no big stakes or nothing else. And you know, it wouldn't be unlikely that my parents and grandparents would be sitting around with, you know, Lucille Ball, Bing Crosby and his wife. I mean, some of those folks, and they were just sitting around like we do and get together at our events and, you know, playing cards, man. So that's how far back I really go. And then after that, I was on a clown unicycle team owned by Emmett Kelly Jr., and I toured around the planet in a clown unicycle, I guess, between 7 and 9 years old. And then in my teenage years, I was on RCA Records. I was a 13-year-old rock star, you know. And so I've been back a while. Plus, I've been on radio and TV, and I've, you know, been in the back scenes in the background, and sometimes when little
yeah,
kids,
I know Bruce, you speaking of TV and radio and the things that you've been in, I was literally watching you on Tubi the other day on that new movie, Senior Entourage, which is an interesting one. Is that like the spinoff of Entourage with Jeremy Piven and Adrian Grenier and Turtle and all those guys?
We did have Henry Pinzi in there, who was in the original Entourage, in the first one, the first film Entourage, which the series.
I'll have to talk to my friend Bei Ling and see if I can get a hold of Adrian Grenier and some of the people we used to. We actually went to the Oscars when the whole cast of Entourage was there, so we met a lot of those guys, and see if we can. I mean, I've been waiting. I'm sure a lot of people that are listening right now. I've been waiting for the next version after they were on the plane and they're all getting married and like the next version. So that's cool. That's really awesome. How did you get involved with you being casted, and are you also involved with behind the scenes on that project, Senior Entourage?
Yeah, I've done a little bit of everything on that film and behind the scenes, a little bit of directing, a little bit of music supervision. My band, The Rift, which you know, was actually in the film also. And, we had a band manager, which was the main character that I was playing in the film. I was a band manager in the film. And, also I was, there was some parts that I don't think made it, but, if you see the poster, there's pictures of like zombies and vampires and all that. Well, there's supposed to be some comical parts that were going to show up, and I actually got credits for a part as a zombie also. So that's where you see me in the middle on the film that's on Tubi right now. I'm doing an interview, and I got kind of makeup, I think, coming all off of my face and all that. Well, evidently, there's a version of that was on Amazon that was for sale, and it's even a little bit different than the one that's on Tubi. So I had full makeup, and they had some of those other parts in the film that was on Amazon, and still can be bought on Amazon, by the way, and in Walmart as well. So, so this film is getting really out there, and now, of course, going internationally with Tubi. I mean, Tubi's in every country just about all over the planet, and you can actually see all different content.
Yeah.
You know, some of the different contents from some of the different nations and countries, you know, that are films on Tubi also. So
if you were going to give somebody advice, some of the listeners, if they were thinking of getting into acting or producing or directing, which avenue would you advise them to take, as far as which do you think? It's just choosing what you like, or do you think it's better to, be versatile and go all the fields?
If you want to be a public figure, you got to do it all. You got to study your craft.
Do what you love.
You have to have your knowledge.
Do what you love and learn to love it all. I mean, really, honestly, I've been on both sides. I've been acting, music, directing, producing, a little bit of everything. And I mean, I did go to college, and I have got degrees in all those areas too. So, it's no joke. You can't just wing things by the seat of your pants. I mean, I got a degree in business administration and entertainment business, and I have a degree in audio video production. I've owned my own studios as well in Ohio. I mean, it's no joke. If you just think you're going to come out there and all of a sudden start doing, like, we have this big thing, on YouTube, like Tubi, what is all that? Tubi, musicians and all this stuff where they seem to be getting well known and all that. But what they
are
you
talking about,
Evo? Where they have the concerts for YouTube,
Vivo is what all the artists are on YouTube and all that. But yeah, no, you're right, Bruce. It is you gotta choose the life. I look at people that want to speak, people that are doing books, people that want to be in the limelight, that want the fame, that want the notoriety in any way, whether it's business, whether it's entertainment, whether it's nonprofit, whatever it might be. If you want to get out there and you want to be known, then the more you study your craft to be known, the better you're going to be. And that's what you got to grind and really do what it takes. And you've done that for a long time. So let's go ahead and put your manager hat on and let's talk to the speakers out there. Let's talk to the authors out there. Let's talk to the actors out there, the producers, the people that are currently grinding right now. As a manager, what would you recommend the number one thing for them to focus on to scale would be?
Well, I mean, the first thing is this. I don't want to, if I'm say I'm a casting director for a film, I don't want to see people come to me that are trying out to get a film or position as an actor in a film and don't know how to act. You need to hone your craft. You need to hone your profession. Whatever that is, you can do it really easily now. You can have your own cameras and all that set up, get some people to write a script or write your own, or if you can do that. But like I said, one of the best ways to do it is you really need some training. Another thing I know is that through Easy Way, we can set you in the right path and right direction to do it all, some of you might get recommended and sent to my company Stars, and we have a whole lot of other people that can help in all those areas that are connected the Easy Way. So, it all depends on what your craft is. If you want to play the guitar, man, you wake up with that guitar and you go to sleep with that guitar. Some of the legends, like B.B. King, I mean, you know, he preferred his guitar over his wife, you know?
And
so,
yeah, exactly. I remember when he first started. Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bruce, I was talking to Aretha, and we're talking about auditions, the difference from 40 years ago and today. And there used to be people mainly in the Hollywood area, or if they came from other states, there wasn't that many. And there would be maybe 50, 75 people. But now the auditions come in online, and they could be coming in from all over the world. Are you noticing it's more competitive now than it used to be?
I can't believe you didn't catch what he just said, and I can't believe you didn't jump on the B.B. King thing. We were involved with the B.B. King film. We were involved with Michael and his office and that project.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah.
I'm surprised.
That's
you didn't
why
remember.
I mentioned it.
I figured, Bruce.
Yeah.
I got you.
Good thinking, Eric.
Yeah,
you know,
we've done a lot of stuff together, Bruce. A lot of stuff. So, out of everything that you've done in your life, what's an interesting short story? Because we don't have a whole lot of time with 5 minutes left. But what's an interesting story?
A little behind
that you
the scenes stuff.
Some industry stuff you've been involved with. I mean, you've introduced us to Bootsy Collins and Patty Collins and that group and the behind the scenes people with the Senior Entourage on Tubi, and you've introduced us to some great people, and we appreciate that. That's why I want to give you your chance to shine now and really talk about, like, what's one of the biggest things that Bruce Habitsoll has been involved with that people don't know about?
The biggest thing that they don't know about. Wow. They've all been kind of big. Let's just stick with most recent. And, you know, one of the coolest things that ever happened to me in my life was, you know, my friend Dave Lockhart calls me up, and this is how the Senior Entourage, I got involved in that. He called me up and he said, "Hey, Bruce," he said, "you know, I know you work with lighting and you do sound, and we're going to save this old playhouse, and we're going to have all these actors over here, and we're going to be doing skits, and we're going to be doing plays. And, you know, I just want you to come over and meet everybody, and then, we're going to work on some projects together and all that." So I went over to this playhouse, and I'd have to go look up the exact name, but I guess I was the last person there and probably the last person to know about it too. But so I went over there, and there's this old, you know, elevator I had to get in that looked like it was about to fall to the bottom and falling apart as you got in it, right? And you went down to the bottom of this old playhouse, which is where the room was for all the actors to be in. And you know, I walked in this room and not knowing who was going to be there. I had no idea, no clue of anybody that was going to be there. And, you know, I went in and I opened this door up, and Dave's beside me. And, you know, here's Ed Asner, Ellen Reddy, Jamie Lee Curtis, Lily Tomlin. Who else was there? Jane Fonda. You know, and they all kind of turn around and look at me walking in the door and wave, going, you know, "Hey, Bruce," you know, and they already knew my name. So I'm like, "Oh, my God, they know my name. What's going to happen now?" You know, so, you know, that was just an incredible beginning of a journey, you know, that, I mean, these were Hollywood legends, for goodness sakes. Ed Asner must have been the president of the Screen Actors Guild for, I don't know how many years. You know, I heard 50, but I don't know if that's accurate or not. But, I had to pass all that to get in this film by these, like, legendary actors and actresses that, man, were some of them were around in the very beginnings of Hollywood.
Thank you very much for coming on and being a guest, and congratulations on you know, everything that you've done. Everybody that's listening, go to Tubi, TUBI, on your Roku, Apple, or Amazon. Search that channel and look for Senior Entourage, and look for Bruce on there. We got to get to our next segment, Bruce. I hope that you stay in with us. We'll be looking for your chats in the the Easy Way Family chat, and thank you so much for being a guest.
Get back on your feet,
on Radio Boomers Live.
All right, sounds great. Thank you, guys, and we'll see you in the next Hit Rock Garage.
All right, yes, we'll see you on the next Hits Party. All right, guys, we'll go to commercial break. When we come back, we'll have Armelita's Corner.
Hey, guys. All right, so make sure you join us twice a month, every other Thursday, for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit EasyWayWallOfFame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there. You know what? Let's just make this a little easier on you. If you're local, text Easy Way, no spaces, to the number 55678. Our system will take it from there.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, everybody. How are you all doing today? I've got a great guest coming your way, and her name is Lala, 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 Lala. Lala, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. How are you? I love to say your name. It makes me want to sing.
Well, thank you, thank you. I think that's part of the reason that I wound up with that name. Make people sing.
Yes, and I understand you are a singer also, amongst other things.
Amongst other things, yes, I do sing. I'm a lyricist and also a writer, and I'm a Toastmaster, so I do public speaking, and I do some graphic design.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and most importantly, at this point in time, is that I'm on the board of directors for Artists for a Better World and in charge of the LA chapter, and that is very exciting.
That's exciting, and that's also a very important role. I'm going back to the beginnings of Artists for a Better World. When Barbara first came up with it, Barbara Cordova, the founder,
right?
We go way back, and I still have this wonderful, beautiful award as one of the first awardees when the organization first started, Artists for a Better World, and it's on the wall here in our office. And I'm just amazed at what Barbara has been able to achieve over the years because, my goodness, you are in the chapter head here in California, but she's in Tampa, Florida. And
right.
Not only has she got a chapter there, but I believe she has one in Tennessee. Is that correct?
Ooh, yeah, there's Tennessee. We have a chapter starting up in Germany right now. We have two groups in Africa that hopefully will be chapters. And we have members all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Barbara's vision never stops, and she continues to expand and grow. And the thing that you and I were talking about today is how important the arts are in our lives. I mean, that is what really enhances the quality of living, is being able to appreciate and enjoy the arts.
Exactly. Arts are aesthetics, and that's a very high wavelength. It's going to carry and present the message, whatever message you have. So if you have arts that are uplifting, you actually change the people that hear it. They get, you know, brighter, more uplifted ideas, and that creates our culture, creates our society. It's very important to our lives.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, you know, people need to be aware of that. As a former LA Unified art educator, and I hate to tell you how many years, but it was a long haul for LA Unified. In fact, I wrote a song based on that song, I Will Survive. Remember the
yes.
song by Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive? Well, I survived LA Unified.
Well, that's very commendable.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was really quite a journey. I'm just very, very thankful for, you know, being able to bring so many students to the table, so to speak. I was able or instrumental in getting them honors and scholarships, art scholarships. And
mm-hmm.
one of the things I used to always let my students know is how important the arts are in their lives. And really, you can't live without it, because the moment you open your eyes and you get out of the bed that a furniture designer had something to do with, you get into a room that an architect had something to do with,
right.
You go to the stove maybe, or you know, something that an industrial designer had something to do with, you put on your clothes, a fashion designer had something to do with, and on and
right.
on and on. The arts are so visible that they are actually invisible, because we're so surrounded with them, people take it for
right.
granted.
Right. Everything that you see and touch has something to do with art or an artist. Everything was created by someone, somewhere. Someone got the idea and put it there. And that's what's so great about the arts. And you were talking about with the kids, that's why Artists for a Better World has our Get High on Art program, which is actually to help educate kids about the dangers of drugs, but not just to say, oh, these drugs are bad, but that creative activities is what actually gives them happiness. When you create something, when you're doing something productive, it actually brings you to a higher tone, and it gives you happiness. And that getting kids to actually do art with the purpose of creating something that is good intentioned actually can keep them away from, and at least educate them better about what dangers are out there and keep them away from drugs. We recently did a Get High on Art color book that is aimed at like 6 to 10-year-olds. We're doing a revision on it now, and we hope to in the next month actually release it and get it put out broadly.
That's great. Yeah, I love what you're doing. And just imagine how much better the world will be when everybody gets on board.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's important to keep the final vision, you know, like what if we actually did uplift the culture, you know, and that's how like Hollywood in the 30s really did that, because Hollywood never had a depression. Hollywood never had a depression because they were so busy creating. And then they created all those wonderful, wonderful movies to bring people up and get them out of the depression. That was actually a program that was done in Hollywood to find people who were photogenic and put them on the screen and have them sing and dance or act and do things that would bring the country back up. And it worked. So we
want that kind of spirit. Yes, we had wonderful artists like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, and we had wonderful productions, you know, that were just unbelievable. I don't know how they could be produced today because there were so many performers involved and the elaborate sets and costume designs and what have you. But during those days, somehow they managed to pull it off. And Bugsy, I'm trying to think of his full name, the one who had those wonderful lavish productions and the Ziegfeld Follies, you know.
Exactly.
That was really something to see. And it's what I call true entertainment, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, the real entertainment where you've got just wonderful choreography and beautiful costumes and scenery. It's just very exciting, and it is very uplifting.
Exactly, and that is our goal, especially here in the LA chapter, is to put the Hollywood dream back there, put that spirit that we saw in those 1930s movies that undid the depression completely, you know. It actually lifted the whole country up. We want to actually get back to that, but include the ethics and the morals so that the people in the industry don't get pulled back into the trap of the drugs and immorality and things that hampered Hollywood. We want to put it back the way it was originally intended to be.
Yes, and one of the things that I like to see them throw away is violence. I mean, I see too many, you know, things, buildings blowing up, people blowing up, and what have you. And some people think that's entertaining, but I don't see anything entertaining about it at all.
No, it can keep your attention, but it's not really good for your spirit. It's not good for person spiritually.
No.
But having things where people do overcome, you know, it's like that was where the whole good guys win happy ending stuff came from. But that is why we want to do this. Let's bring it up. Whatever your art is, use it to help someone to lift up a group, whether it's doing something for your church or the Boy Scouts or something that you have a passion for. You know, I don't know, maybe you do cat rescue. But you can use your art to forward the good things in life.
Yes, and listen, Lala, when we're having, and by the way, I want to give everybody your last name, Lala Rowe, we do have some music that I want everybody to hear that was composed by Barbara Cordova, the founder of Artists for a Better World.
Yes.
And it's called Stand It. The engineer, can we get that on the air so everybody can hear it? Well, I think it's coming.
Okay.
I saw a false start there, but maybe he'll get it going before we leave, and we can play ourselves off the air as we leave.
That sounds good. That sounds good. And you know, we're having this big event in LA. It's going to be on April 16th.
Yes.
Yes, and That is the World Art Day celebration that we're having. World Art Day. Art Day was actually started by one of our members, Becky May, and then she went and got several mayors and things to proclaim World Art Day. And then
Becky May. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So she actually started this, and then it was picked up by UNESCO. And now there are actually World Art Day celebrations around the world. Our celebration is going to be on April 16th from 1 to 6 p.m. And the address is 11455 Burbank Boulevard in North Hollywood. That's April 16th, 1 to 6 p.m. 11455 Burbank Boulevard, North Hollywood.
I'm going to have to say goodbye, but can you please give them that website address so they can look it up?
Yes, for the event or the Artist for Better World?
The event that's coming up first.
Okay, so it is tinyurl, because it's a very long thing, tinyurl.com/ArtDayLA. And the same URL, but Art Day Tampa will give them the other event that we're having in Florida, but this is https://tinyurl.com/ArtDayLA.
Okay, well, on that note, I want to thank you as being a great guest, and we're going to say goodbye to our listening audience now.
Okay, and thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it, Carmelita.
Me too.
If you've got something to say, then say it. Na-na-na-na-na-na. That's actually catchy. That's a great segment there, Carmelita. And Ms. Cordova, let me ask you, CEO of Easy Wind Network. Let me have you on our wall of fame. I got your song stuck in my head now. What did you say, Dad?
I was thinking that's the art day. That would go into Dr. Delaney's situation with the arts.
There's so many collaboration possibilities there with that relationship. Carmelita always brings so many just unbelievable guests that are just making so much impact. I love it. So we definitely got to get your guest onto the Easy Way Wall of Fame so we can induct her into there and give her some additional. Yeah, you know, Dad, we're at 800,000 visitors per month now on average, and I mean, we've had
that's amazing.
I think it's I think it's 79 new registrants, new subscribers, new profiles, new people have come into the in the last month. I think.
I was talking to some of the influencers net last night about your wall, and they thought that was wow, what an idea, you know, and they're interested, so we'll be talking to them. But
people aren't ready for all the software that we're building, and it's not just every idea that I have, I'm actually putting into play. We're patenting it, and then we're going to license these for all these. I mean, all these people are doing podcasts. They're doing coaching. They're doing speaking. They're doing authorship. They're wanting to be entertainers. But the bottom line is everybody wants more notoriety, and they want to make money, but nobody knows how to do it. But they know how to do it in their own way, but they don't know how to do it digitally, really. So since I was 18 years old, I've been making money from the microphone and social media and stuff. So I know a little bit about how to monetize the media, let's just say, monetize the monitor. We encourage everybody, if you like the show, first and foremost, make sure you go to Easy Way Family on Facebook. If you're a Facebook user, go to letter Z W A Y, space, family, and join that group. We're at over 2,200 members, high quality, top tier members, and all the information is on there if you're on Facebook. Now, if you're not on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, look up Easy Way Broadcasting, which, by the way, Dad, just got officially verified today. So Easy Way Broadcasting is now an official verified account on Instagram. So really, if you search Easy Way, you're going to see the verified account there. EasyWayFamily.com. EasyWayFamily.com is how you actually create the account on our platform and set up a profile, which basically is our platform to help you package, resource, leverage, and monetize what you're doing. Yeah, Dad.
Well, you know, a lot of people want to do podcasts, and years ago you listened to the radio or watched TV or went to the movies. That was it. And getting into radio or television was not easy. Now, you know, everybody knows they have the opportunity to get a microphone, get their little room set up and do a podcast. But there's so much more after they get it all set up to actually do it, you know, to do it right, to get it out there. It's a whole entourage of things that you have to work with, speaking of entourage, right? But that's what I like when I watch your program.
I thought about it too, Dad. The senior entourage thing goes so well with Radio Boomers Live. Like, we got to talk to Bruce introduced me, the director, the main people. We got to talk to him and get that going. But before we go, I want to give a couple shout outs, some main shout outs to our clients and our members, our platinum members. These are profiles, guys. These are profiles that you want to look up and you want to get connected with. So again, go to easywayfamily.com, create your free account. The invite code is EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. And look up Carmelita Pittman, the founder of Rosebud Cancer Society. Look up Bright Enabley, which is the owner and the founder and the creator of Adua Coin, which is pretty much the Bitcoin for Africa, accepted in 99-cent stores as cryptocurrency. Spencer Cadigan, who has the American Comedy Film, AmericanComedyFilm.com, which just got picked up on Amazon Prime. Go on Amazon Prime, go check out American Comedy, which is a parody. It's a funny film about the world leaders and presidents and stuff. It's awesome. Jason Spann, which is the owner of Expansion, that helps you expand your brand, increase your reach. Dr. Patricia Rogers, who has four or five mega stages online that speakers can benefit from. Karina Cantus, which is the author assist company and has a show actually on our TV network called Behind the Pen. And Matt J. Doyle, which has Tap Interviews. And Matt J. Doyle has a lot of interviews. He's on Easy Way TV as well. He also has The Artist Process. He also does the IMDb. He also does SAG. He also does AFTRA.
He's multi-talented.
How many fans are out there that know about Al Pacino, that like the whole Pacino family thing? Because we have Al Pacino's stepmom, Catherine Coven Pacino.
Catherine.
So you want to look up Catherine Coven Pacino and follow her. Dr. Fitness USA, which is another show on the Easy Way TV network.
He'll get you.
Eric Wesley, which is a crypto expert. Look up Eric Wesley, which is a superstar in crypto. And some of our new platinum clients, our new Polish Your Profile package clients, they just came from the pitch party. Deborah Hollick with Smash Through Mentor, LaWanna Parker. I mean, these are coaches you guys want to connect with. These are people that got big stages. Connor Hebel, I hope I'm saying that right, which actually has organic food from the ground, from originally before any pesticides or anything. So it's true organic food to help your health. Nancy Potter, which is an awesome novel. She has a novel, and she's an amazing artist. Mary Elaine Pertusi, who's an amazing coach. Dr. Ida Green, who's an amazing coach and speaker, PhD. These are just a couple of the people that you can network with, guys, that will help to better your own situation. And also, the Easy Way family will always share your stuff. We have been building tens of thousands of members that are willing to press the share button. That's what it's all about.
It's so interactive. It's amazing.
I also want to encourage everybody. I just spoke on the Speaker Fest stage with some incredible speakers. And if you go to my verified account on Facebook, you look up Eric Zuli. It's a Eric Zuli, a.k.a. Easy page, actually. And you'll see the promotion of this. Guys, I'm giving some incredible golden nuggets, some incredible secret peas of the stew when it comes to creating and positioning your digital footprint properly, when it comes to monetizing the microphone stuff. I gave some really good tips, so I definitely recommend.
As I say, a treasure trove of beneficial information. That's what you have.
Yes.
And you know,
yes.
It's funny, when I'm at an event and you're finally called up on stage, or you're the first one, or whenever you're called up on stage, I just hear all the purses opening up and the paper shuffling around and the pens clicking. Everybody starts taking notes.
Yep.
It's like, oh, okay, Eric's there. You know, let's start paying attention.
Well, do you remember?
They really take in what you say.
Do you remember when I spoke at the Thinking Grow Rich tour?
Oh yeah,
and
Grow Rich. I just saw the picture of you and this, what's his name on stage? I forget everybody's name. You were on stage with the Thinking Grow Rich guy and. That was, God,
well,
how many years
Sin
ago
is
that?
The one that owns the film, and then I know Don Green as well, which owns the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and I mean, I know all those guys, but I met Omar Perryu there, and Jeff Hoffman, all these amazing people that were a part of that, but do you remember the line that was, like, lined around the block, like, to,
I
said, hey, I'm going to be taking one-on-ones, I literally was there all day in that room talking to people, and it was the most incredible experience, and I want to do that digitally now, guys, I want to do that digitally, so that's what we're doing. We got 3 minutes left. I want to close this with this information, guys. We are doing digital. I have people helping me to be one of the biggest leaders in the digital event space. I've been honored as the next digital Dick Clark, not to impress you guys, but to impress upon the doorways that Easy Way opens for you, how we unite the light, and we are working the spirit. We work as a family. Guys, the pitch party is blowing up. We have 4 spinoffs now. We have film festivals. We have entertainment-related stuff, business-related stuff. We have fashion getting ready to come out. The pitch parties are blowing up. The next one is April 13th, easywaypitchparty.com. Go register. Letter E, letter Z, easywaypitchparty.com. You can come and get your own 30-second commercial and pitch your purpose. And then you gain more followers to your profile. You connect with amazing people. And you get the chance to spin to win the Easy Way Wheel of Opportunity.
That's
that my
right.
dad spins and I host with Tony Coffin from Standout Stars. And you guys can win up to $10,000 in free marketing services and brand development services. Want to know more? Go to easywaypromotions.com as far as our marketing services and all that stuff goes. And easywaypitchparty.com. Register, guys. I promise you won't regret it. We just had Nick Cannon's brother on. I mean, we've had people like Jeff Hoffman, the founder of Priceline, on. We've had Judge Bill Brown on. We've had, biggest names in the business, Omar Perryu. They've all been on our stage, Biling. And we're going to expand it. And also, too, we got another minute left. I got to go. Okay. So also, if you guys want to have your own stage, and you want to have us and our celebrity branding support and our 800,000 visitors per month, and you want to have us power your stage on Zoom, we're doing something new and special. Email us at support@easywaynetwork.com. easywaynetwork.com. That's about all the time we have for today. That's about all the time we have for today, guys. So just Google Easy Way Radio for more information. And we love hanging out with you guys. And thank you. I mean, there's like 30, 40-something comments we see on the chat room. We love you guys so much. And we always are looking for new guests. So support at EasyWayNetwork.com. That's where it is. We'll see you on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. We'll see you on the pitch party stages and our 250 stages that we have available from all of our members. We'll see you guys there. EasyWayFamily.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Dad, I love you.
Great job, Eric. Very proud of you. And Radio Boomers Live, guys, is trying to cover all the bases. And I'm going to alter my news deal to a little bit more on the hot topic side. That might be a little bit more fun.
I still can't believe that you met the president of the Grammys, Mike Green. That's crazy. All right, guys, we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at EasyWayPodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.